Senator Mark Begich says the Senate can't afford to wait and should take up a comprehensive energy bill when it returns from its Memorial Day recess. Speaking on the public radio call-in program Talk of Alaska, Begich said Democratic leaders wanted to change the subject until after the report comes in on the Gulf of Mexico spill, but he says that's a bad idea.
My leadership wanted to move on to immigration as the next issue. I went to the leadership with a couple others and said, well, I'm not interested in immigration right now. What I'm interested in is an energy plan, and that's what we're going to discuss when we get back.
The House has already passed a bill to cap and trade carbon credits, but that bill does not have enough support to make it through the Senate. A compromise energy bill has been proposed by Democratic Senator John Kerry and Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, and Begich says he's getting closer to signing onto it.
I think so. I think from Alaska's perspective, we've done fairly well in there. I haven't signed on to the bill because I think there's some gaps still. But just to give you a sense, you know, revenue sharing is in there at a rate of 37.5%, which would mean billions of dollars to the state of Alaska. I think there is some good technology development around renewable energy and efforts to incentivize that. We actually have language in a separate bill that allows Southeast Hydro to move forward and get the credits just like any other renewable energy. So I think it's the piece, but there are two or three other pieces of legislation. There's one sponsored by Senator Bingaman, and there's one sponsored by Senator Dorgan. I do believe those will kind of morph into this one piece of legislation.
Begich also said it's just a matter of time before Congress raises the liability cap on oil spills from its current $75 million and renews the Oil Spill Liability Fund. Begich got a lot of calls about the Interior Department's one-year holdup on Shell's permits for exploratory drilling in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. He opposed that delay, but now says it will give the Minerals Management Service a chance to consult with local communities and make sure everything possible is done to prevent spills.